I think there was a lot of concern nationwide among scientists about science being misrepresented and evidence being ignored, and people are very concerned that this is a really difficult direction, this idea of alternative facts and so forth. And I think they wanted to show some resistance to that facts are facts and they can change. You know, there's data that can change over time and interpretation, but to simply ignore what we know is just not sensible. And they wondered if there was a lot of the public, the scientists wondered if a lot of the public felt that way as well. And there does seem to be quite a groundswell of public support for science being, I guess, as Obama said, in its rightful place, that there is a place for science in our schools, in our discussions, in our policy. And I think that was there was a great concern that was starting to be eroded.
And so the local chapter is having a march on April 22nd?
That's correct. And it's just a kind of an organic gathering of people. It was we don't have an official club or a official organization of any kind. I just thought, why not do this in Palmer, and asked a couple of people if they would help me, and we've kind of gone from there. So it's as far as I know, it's a one-off. It'll be Saturday, April 22nd. I don't expect this will evolve into an annual event, but I don't know.
It did happen to fall on Earth Day this year, so maybe that's
That was specifically chosen by the national event organizers, yes. It's, a lot of science is Earth science, and a lot of the attacks in particular are against the Earth science community, even including NASA, which we think is a space science community, but they do a lot of the monitoring of our weather and our seas and things that directly affect us on land.
So where can folks get some information about the event and kind of a reminder to look at it?
We have a Facebook page, March for Science, Palmer AK. Right now we don't have a website, so that's the best place to get information. Or we've been handing brochures out. There's information on the Matthew School District website. It's going out through the libraries. So hopefully they can find information at one of those sources.
Well, thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, we just love for everybody to come out and show their support. It's a kid-friendly event. We have science activities for kids, and we're really promoting the science that's being done in the Matanuska and Susitna Valleys by our local people and for people in this area. So we really encourage people to come out and see what is happening right here.